Some like basic questions to start off. Like, what was your inspiration like for this film?
I went to Beijing for the first time in 2006.
Okay.
And when I was there, I was studying. I was in college,
okay.
And I went to a show at D22.
Yeah.
And saw a couple.
Well, awesome! You actually got to go.
Cool. Yeah. I saw a couple of the bands that were sort of starting to really like blow up at that time.
Yeah.
And when I came back to the U.S., I think that I was like very nostalgic for my time in China.
Yeah.
And that I began listening to Chinese rock and more and more as a way to sort of connect with this feeling that I had in Beijing. And then I moved back to Beijing in 2009
okay.
and lived there until late 2011.
Okay.
Or 2011, well, on and off 2011, 2012.
Yeah.
And during which time I worked at a film production company.
Okay.
My background is in filmmaking, but I also got really involved in the music scene through sort of writing about it and just sort of gradually through, you know, like continued exposure.
Yeah, exactly.
Becoming
yeah.
friends with bands and
yeah.
people who
yeah.
are sort of active in the music scene. I'd known for a long time that I wanted to make a film in China. Do you want to go somewhere slightly quieter?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Where is it? Where should we go?
We can go outside.
Outside? Okay. Oh, awesome. Okay. So that's awesome. So would you like consider this like your contribution to the scene? Cause I know it's still like very new. You know, it hardly has like any track record in America, but I see it growing.
Yeah.
This is such a big project. I mean, they're here in America. That's awesome. So
yeah.
like, is this like your contribution to?
I think that this was my way of participating in the scene.
Yeah.
I'm not a musician.
Yeah.
And this scene is something that I feel has been really like significant to me for a
yeah.
long time. And I felt a connection to the music and really the community behind making
yeah.
the music.
Yeah.
And I think that the idea of making a film about, like, with people with whom I shared this idea
yeah.
about something that we all felt we could connect to was really significant. So, I mean, you know, it was structured in the way that, you know, a lot of filmmaking ventures are structured, with things being, like, fairly, you know, regimented in terms of production.
Yeah.
But there was also a lot of collaboration, because I wanted this to feel more like a group project.
Yeah, that was my next question. Like,
yeah.
how did it go about, like, how did you go about collecting everyone together? Like, I know there's band members in the film. Like,
yeah.
was that hard? Like,
No, it was not hard.
It wasn't hard?
Well, I mean, so I had this idea that the band would be comprised of this trio.
Yeah.
And I wrote the script without specific actors in mind.
Okay.
I wrote it sort of just based on, you know, personality types that I had observed, but developed them as individual characters.
Okay.
And then Joel Nyren, who is in Bird Striking and Skip Bamba, he's been a good friend for a long time. We were
okay.
we were neighbors at one point in Beijing.
Oh wow, that's awesome.
So he would like hang out at my house and like eat our food, and
yeah.
I sort of like we had discussed this for a long time.
Yeah.
He was really on board from early on. And then Wang Xu, the drummer for Gar and
Plus,
is also a friend who I approached at the beginning of last summer before production, and he took a little bit of coaxing, but he was into it. And then the sort of bigger story is that I was searching for a long time for the lead actress, which is a girl drummer, who's the sort of featured character in the short film.
Yeah.
And I wasn't finding anybody suitable. And someone had turned me on to Little Punk's music.
Okay.
Like a couple of years, like in 2010.
Yeah.
And I didn't really connect the dots until I was back in New York last year, listening to her album sort of obsessively, because I felt it was like her album, it's called Hey Guy, You Are Big Time, All Right. It conveys a lot of the sort of spirit that I felt was really intrinsic to this character.
Okay.
So I sent her a message on Douban.
Oh, yeah, Douban, yeah.
Yeah, and so not expecting anything, and she instantly was like, yes, I'm in the script, that sounds cool. And
awesome.
Then we began a correspondence for almost a year, just talking about the characters and talking about the character that she plays and just sort of ideas for it. And then it was really serendipitous that when I went to Beijing to shoot the film, she had just moved to Beijing.
No way.
She was living in Shanghai previously.
Oh, Shanghai, okay.
Yeah.
Wow,
so
that's awesome.
It just like worked out perfectly, and she is great in it and was an amazing like collaborator.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what's the future for you? Like, do you plan on doing more
films in China and, you know, collaborating with other artists over there? Or?
Absolutely. I would really like to. I mean, Iceberg is conceived as sort of a pilot for a feature-length film that I would like to make that's
okay.
kind of about this. It's the same story, but it's
just extended.
Extended,
yeah.
Exactly. And so this film has been made as a means of generating interest, hopefully generating investment
okay.
that's substantial enough to, like, create a feature-length
yeah.
film. So it would be great if that happened
that's
one day,
awesome.
But there are other projects that I'm interested in
right.
pursuing, both in China and
outside. And outside of China.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank
it was
you.
Great hearing
nice
words from
you.
The creative. You too. Can I take a picture of you really quick?
Oh, sure.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
Just to post on the site.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll give you the
yeah, give me
yeah, I'll give you the business card for it.
Okay, great.